And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And on this fateful day, this historic day, we've got a word of the week. And in true punk tradition, what with Barack Obama being installed, if you will, as the new president of the United States of America, this week's phrase is, of course, in Welsh. And it means that the phrase is, and it was said to me last Thursday night in Narberth when someone shouted out, and I quote, Araf Dim Doniol. Or what they actually said was, Araf Dim Doniol. Which means stop, not funny.
All right.
So, Tony, if you hear me say Alaf Dim Doniol during the show, you'll know that you've said something crap. Speaking of Barack Obama, I don't know whether you saw the inaugural speech. Did you?
I flicked in and out of it.
I really like the fact he's been sworn in. I was really hoping they'd just go, fuck me, you're the president. That would have been great. Hey, here's a band we haven't played in a long time, Tony. Red Flag 77, Black and White. Yellow brown, black and white, you wanna fight, gonna make me gonna be your life. No tolerance is what I seek to give, I with my soul, the streets of freedom. The Nazis were allowed to rise, don't wanna never know for rocking my time. Millions time I'm from the loot, just wait until they light the fuse on the fuse. You and me, we're both the same. We live, fight, die in vain. The killing process has been seen. Torture, pain and misery. If you've been told what's on your own, what's with the mold, don't carry it on. Standing together in unity. A simple life, black and white. Don't seem fair, don't seem right. Come again, run and feel like we are life. I will not say it's something you do. Pray on your knees. As brothers, you must live together, or you will all die together, as fools. And sisters, you must live together, or you will all die together, as fools. You and me, we're both the same. We live, fight, die in vain. The killing process that you see. Torture, pain and misery. So we give it all. Just watch out your own. So that was Red Flag 77 and Black and White from the album, which I have right here, called Stop the World. Interesting, it should be an anti-racism number.
Mm-hmm.
And with an album called Stop the World as our first track on this historic day that Barack Obama's in. And you were just saying that, I said to you, you've been watching much of it. Good. And you said, oh, seems to be going on for a while, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I said, what have they had so far? They've had an inaugural address.
Yeah.
Then some sort of parade.
Then Bush flew off. And
then Bush flew off.
Isn't there
the
a
handle.
Gig as well?
Or sorry?
Isn't there some kind of concert going on as well? Or
there's some sort of concert. Then I think everyone in America gets a bun.
A bun or a bum?
A bun.
Okay.
B-U-N. Not a bum, Tony. Everyone in America doesn't get an American tramp. They should.
That's a good point.
They should go, well done, Barack Obama is now the President of America. Here's your tramp.
Feed me.
You're listening to Midnight Configuration. They're not tramps. They're scary. Oh, I heard from Scott the Goth last week.
Okay.
Yeah, so fresh, everything's
fresh,
fine.
Fresh from his Eggheads encounter.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Did you see
it? Yeah. I saw the back end of it.
And how did they do?
Well, they lost. I've never seen one where they didn't lose.
I've seen one.
Right.
I've got it on video. Just in case I ever meet any of the smug fuckers.
They are smug.
Right, it's time, I'm glad to say, for MySpace latest comments, Tom.
Hey.
Now, please, if you're on MySpace, do add us, myspace.com/punkyradio. Oh, sorry, let's just do the MySpace address of Red Flag 77, shall we, Tony? What is it?
myspace.com/redflag77.
It is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just giving you it as well. It's with the number 77. 77. If you don't do a whitewash this week, mate, there's something very wrong.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You've messed up if I even get a point this week. So, anyway, if you are on MySpace, please do add us, myspace.com/punkyradio. And leave a comment when you do. We like hearing comments, particularly from listeners. I've got four this week. Two are from listeners, two are... one's from a listener. Well, they're all from listeners, but two of them are in the trade, as will be discussed. Here goes. Here's the first one. Hi, guys. Thanks for the mention regarding the Coven and Thursday Fury. Even if it was on the piss-taking side, I did point out that's not the piss-taking side. That's how we do Tony's International Gig Guide. Especially regarding the barmaid with the big tits. She has to be seen to be believed. Please play some Devilish Presley during your next show, as they'll be appearing live at the Coven on the 14th of February. That's Valentine's Day, by the way. Looking forward to listening to your next show, DJ Nephilim Babe, (Russ), (). We will play some Devilish Presley probably the week before. So yeah. The show that will go out week after next, I think.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is Saturday, isn't it, this year?
Yeah, week after next or the one after that, we will play another Devilish Presley track from their new album, Flesh Ride, which is absolutely marvellous. So thanks very much, DJ Nephilim Babe, and I will be over there ASAP. Paulie! Cheers, dude. You know we're ultra grateful for all you do, but especially this week, we do keep racking up these thankful favours we owe you, and this is another massive one. We'll definitely get down to Hitchin to pay you back really soon. For Zoe from The Wrench. Thank you, Zoe. You will notice she didn't say Tony there, just Paulie.
Yeah, no,
she knows which side of bread's buttered on. The cheeky little roller girl. Right, now, here's an interesting one, Tony. Always looking.
Always looking.
Cheers, beers, and Happy New Year's from your friend in Milwaukee. All the best to Punk in 2009. Keep up the good work, fellows. Aero Wolf.
Wow.
There's a blast from the past. We haven't heard from him in over a year, have we?
It's been a while.
Hello, Aero Wolf.
Hello.
Presumably you're still listening to Total Talk Nonsense as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Aero Wolf. It's nice to hear that you're still listening. Dear Paul and Tony, as New Year is now here, it always reminds me of one particular thing. That thing particularly is Punky. Two shows ago, I realised it's been 2 years since I started my addiction to Punky. Now I figured it out on my iTunes that 2 years worth of shows works out to be 5 days of my life. Is it a waste? Yes, I believe so. Would I go back and tell myself to stay away? Probably. Will I continue listening? If you answered no, then you're more of a box head than I remembered. Keep wasting my time because all I want is Punky, and that's
Isn't that nice?
Hey, you big box head. That is one of my favourite phrases. Right, so Tone, that concludes the MySpace comments. Please do leave us a comment. I like to read them out. Have you got any podcast, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your podcast Ali vote so far this month and this year. If you haven't voted so far though, please do vote for us. There's still plenty of time left in January. I'm still not giving up hope. And the easiest way to do it is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address, subject, comment, and we'll read them out. Every comment gets read out. I'm still working my way through. And here's the top five.
Ooh, how exciting.
All the punk you need. When it comes to punk and punky things, be sure to check out these two great guys. That's some Dark Compass.
Thank you very much, Roly. Dark Compass, you top lad. Make sure you check out his show as well. Lots of good indie music on it. It's called Dark Compass. You'll find it.
Yeah. Punky. Yeah. That's from Sharon K. Cooper.
Oh, she's my favourite Sharon.
Is that your photographer friend?
Yeah. She's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Sharon. Didn't know you were listening either. Nice to hear.
Very nice. Arse Donkey. Oi, oi. From South Africa. And that's from J.P. J. Bones, I imagine.
Yeah, well, they're not all good.
No, okay. Say hi to your mum for me. And that's some Jeff Sorry, issues.
Thanks so much, J-Bones. Sorry, Tank.
Say hi to your mum
for me. I'm
sorry
for shooting under your pigeons there.
Okay. Say hi to your mum for me. That's some Jeff Ugly shoes. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. That was that was directed at you, presumably.
Probably.
Yeah.
And finally, Punky is funky like a monkey. Punky Radio is one of my favourite hours of the week. I've yet to hear a bad or boring episode of Punky, and I'm easily bored, so that's an accomplishment. Keep up the good work, lads. That's from Ken's.
Stay tuned, Ken's. <Don't be> one.
Yeah, we deleted all these really early episodes, which were all, well, not bad.
No, they had a certain charm.
They did.
We had to delete them because we weren't pod safe, were we?
There was that, of course, yeah.
There was that, of course, and the fact that, yeah, they were against the kind of professional operation we're operating now.
Yeah.
They had a little to be desired. But, you know, it was youthful exuberance.
Yes.
And playing things we shouldn't. So, is that it for your podcast, Ali?
That's it, yeah.
And I did promise you that I would find out what happened to Podcast Ali, and I haven't as yet, but I will do. Ah, but I did send Insane Star her CDs, and she has received them.
Oh, wicked.
Thus proving, yeah, I got an email from her saying, I'm loving the CDs, thank you so much. She's playing History of Guns at top volume all the time, loving MTIs. Even said she liked my CD, so she must have a limited collection. And what else did she say? Oh, she said, the day that she got the CDs to the post, she'd just written an is a twat that I was the subject of. On the basis that she hadn't got them yet. So Yabu sucks, Insane Star. I still would, though. Right, now, so time for the next track. And this is one that was sent to us by The Jewel. You know when we played their Christmas song?
Yep.
They sent me another couple of extra exclusive, not out yet tracks that are due on their new album that I don't know if it's out yet or not. We haven't got a copy yet. I think these are on it anyway. Here comes one now. What I want to know is, Tony, as you said, I'm not sure whether you'll like these or whether they're perfect for Punky, but we like them. See what you think. Okay. What I want to know is, what is The Jewel's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Jewel.
It is. Good news. I'm watching Man United v Derby County live. Man United have got a goal up. Nanny, 16th minute. That negates Derby County's 1-0 advantage. Come on, Man United. Do the sheep shaggers. This is Freeway.
Walking down the freeway, you look like you have it all. Everything is on your own way, you got no worries at all. Sex, drugs and lies, they keep you hypnotized. Oh, everything is all Christine, as long as we all smile. Don't you look to me to make you whole. You have it all. Everything is all your own way. You got no worries at all. Sex, drugs and lies, they hypnotize. Was all your own way, you had no worries at all. The sex, drugs and lies, they hypnotized. Oh, everything is okay as long as you smile. And you look to me to make you whole. Walking down the freeway, you look like you had it all. Everything was all your own way. You had no worries at all. Well, sex, drugs and lies, they hypnotized. The times I've been in, hey, your life in. And the times that you're in, am I dying tonight? The times
That was a Jewel and Freeway. I like that tone. That's it's a little bit different from them. Not the usual Jewel fodder. Interesting, nevertheless. Hmm. Something very interesting, nevertheless, tone, is the fact that Man United are beating Derby County 1-0. Let's keep that going. What I also want to happen, I wouldn't mind if Man United, you know, accidentally managed to maybe injure a few key Derby County players. Not life-threatening.
Not kill them.
Yeah, just not kill them. Just to keep them out of action until maybe Saturday. What with them playing Forest on Friday? We've got to beat the Sheepshaggers by hook or by crook. By crook. Can you see what I've done there? Beat the Sheepshaggers by hook or by crook. And you could be involved because you could be the pirate. You could go in there dressed as a pirate. I could go in there with my crook. And we could actually beat the Sheepshaggers with a hook and a crook. That would be brilliant. If there are any Derby County fans who listen to Punky, stop it. We don't want you.
Yeah,
right. Now, you listen to the Chup Chups, and it's time for an irregular feature that I call the Darwin Awards. Well, other people call it the Darwin Awards, but we do a Darwin Award. It hasn't got a theme tune, has it?
No.
It has now. Okay. Da, 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 Darwin Awards. Pay attention, you'll never get bored. Da, 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 Darwin Awards. Acha, faha, cha, pleh. I'll never remember that.
No.
But that's this week's theme.
Okay, nice.
And this week's Darwin Award, Tony, is entitled, and obviously this is from a book that's a few years old, The Darwin Awards, international bestseller, 108 Bizarre True Stories of How Dumb Humans Have Met Their Maker, by Wendy Northcutt. And this came out in about 2002, I think. For those of you that don't know what Darwin Awards are, DarwinAwards.com is a legendary website that commemorates the remains of people who have improved our gene pool by killing themselves in really stupid ways. Right, this week's one, Tony, is entitled Fatal Footsie.
Okay.
Where do you think this is going?
Some kind of under-the-table shenanigans?
Yes, it is, but what kind of under-the-table shenanigans? Man United are 2-up, come on you Reds. I meant to have a bet on them winning 5-0. If that happens, I'm going to be really good. What kind of under-the-table shenanigans are you having?
Romantic?
Kinda.
Okay.
Right, this is a 1999 Darwin Award winner, confirmed by Darwin, 22nd March 1999, Phnom Penh. Decades of armed strife have littered Cambodia with unexploded munitions and ordnance. Authorities regularly issue warnings to citizens, reminding them not to tamper with the devices. Three friends recently spent an evening sharing drinks and exchanging insults at a local cafe in the southeastern province of Svevyang. Their companionable bickering continued for hours until one man pulled out a 25-year-old unexploded anti-tank mine that he had found in his backyard. He tossed it under the table and the three men began playing Russian roulette, each tossing down a drink and then stamping on the landmine. The other villagers, recognising the inevitable, fled in terror. Minutes later, their fears were confirmed when the explosive detonated with a tremendous boom, killing the three men in the bar. Here's a quote from the Razmay Kampuchea newspaper. Their wives could not even find their flesh because the blast destroyed everything. Fatal footsie, that's the Darwin Award. Those blokes would have fitted in for is a twat, but of course you have your own. Tony, do you have a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. It is running dry again, though, so I do need your twat. So do email me if you know a twat. Anyone you might know, anyone, any public figure you might want to nominate, I just need to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
You've just got a raging thirst for twat, haven't you?
I've got a horn for twat. I've got the twat horn.
There's nothing you like more than a box full of twat.
That's right. As it sullies my inbox.
You really want twat in your inbox?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere near my dirt box, but it can fill my inbox.
Oh, well. You know, might...
Each to their own.
Yeah, you might change.
Okay. Right. Keep your options open. Never know.
Yeah. In fact, Tony, if we start doing a feature called Is an Arse, maybe I'll take care of that one.
Okay. This one's It's from George from the Eclectic Mix.
This is going to be good. He's a quality man.
It's lengthy. This is good. Hey, Tony. So you need a twat, huh? Okay, here goes. The twat's name is Jeff, and he's in Annapolis, Maryland, in the United States.
I've done a gig there.
Have you?
Yeah. Wow. I've done a gig at the Annapolis Dinner Theatre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which part's that? Where's Maryland then?
Where's Maryland? It's close to Washington DC actually.
Oh, okay.
Very close. On Chesapeake Bay.
Wow. You
know. And I lived there for a while. I lived in Crofton, Maryland. I did a sales job there.
Oh, is that where that was?
And hello to the good people of Miller's Island. You buck-toothed, bog-eyed, six-fingered freaks.
Anyway, George says, I work as a webmaster. At my previous employment, I had worked as database administrator for 3 years.
Then he lives the dream, doesn't he?
Then it sounds like my life. Then webmaster for 4 years.
No, he didn't say, I'm shit.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, mate.
Sorry, I don't mean that. You've got a great life.
Thanks. Then webmaster for 4 years. When this guy came on board as our system administrator, within a week, he began making strange demands. For instance, he wanted all changes to the website to be approved by him before going live, and consideration would only be made once a week. Rather difficult for a company that updated their website on a daily basis.
Oh.
Keep in mind that during my 4 years as a webmaster, I had transformed the company's website from several hundred pages to over 3,000 pages, including well over 10,000 images, so it wasn't as if I didn't know what I was doing. He had no proper reason for any of his odd demands. He was just an ex-Marine accustomed to telling people what to do and having those people cringe and obey. I'm not one of those people. I'm very nice. I did what I could to ignore him and even helped him when I could. An example of this was late one Friday night when he called asking for help as the website was down and he was not able to get it running. I made the 45-minute drive to work only to finally figure out that he had changed the password and forgotten it. Bright fellow. The real problem came when he decided to improve the performance of the web server. Soon after, the company's website regularly slowed down and would sometimes hang up. Needless to say, he would publicly blame me for this. His boss, who was more clueless than him, would also blame me for forgetting about the previous 4 years of success. I finally started looking at the server settings myself, and although this is an area where I do not have much knowledge, I found a setting that had been improperly set. When I brought this to his attention, he said one of his co-workers must have done that. Since my boss was the lap puppy of the system administrator's boss, who was more clueless than this shiznit's brain, I got the first mediocre annual review in my 7 years of employment there. The good thing to come from all of this was that I found a better paying job with a third the commute time, so I no longer need to deal with him. Nevertheless, I'd like to nominate this wank stain on the duvet of society, or as the enlightened refer to him, the little red monkey boy, as a twat. Cheers, George, from the Eclectic Geeks podcast.
Right, I just thought you were going to say, or as the enlightened call him, Mr. Davis. He hasn't said the bloke's name, has he? Shame.
Just Jeff.
Oh, just Jeff. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Are you ready?
I'd like to really publicly humiliate this fuck. I'd like to find out his surname, where he lives. I'll send him a letter.
Okay. Oh, drive by twatting.
I wouldn't do a drive by. No. He's an ex-Marine.
Ah, yeah. Good point.
Yeah. Perhaps that's why George hasn't given too much work. He's not stupid, that George.
And he's waited to his left to do it. But hey, that's fair enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
The man could agree with a pencil.
George.
Yeah, so Jeff from Annapolis, Maryland, in the United States,
is a twat.
Thanks, George.
Actually, to be an ex-Marine and be working in Annapolis would suggest that he never left. Because I think it's... Annapolis is a big naval sort of bay port thing.
Okay.
And just round the coast, Virginia Beach, I think, is the biggest naval port in the United States. And Annapolis is the administration center, I think, and all that. They do, when they do them films and that, you know, them films about when there's the Navy and that, and them films and that, you'll always hear someone say to Tom Cruise or someone, we've just had word from Annapolis.
Okay.
Such rubbish.
I'll listen out.
I wouldn't bother, Tony.
No.
Something to change your life.
Fair enough.
I'll tell you what might change your life, though.
What's that?
Track 3. Been waiting to play these guys again. Radio Voodoo. Goal!
Spara, metto sempre la pari ai gol.
was Radio Voodoo and goal. And I'm going to dedicate that to Man United, who've already scored two against Derby County. This is real-time podcasting, Tony. Only a day late for the rest of the people. This is from the EP, Pasciali all'Alba. Do you know what that means?
Nope.
I think it means pocket all your budget stereo equipment. I'm going to read it again. Pasciali all'Alba. I don't know what it means.
Very nice.
Should find out, really. Let's face it. I found out Araf Dim Doniol. The least I could have done was find out what it probably is. It's probably Pocciole all'Alba or something like that, you know, if they're Finnish. And that was the title track. Goal, open brackets, Hadef, close brackets. Now, I don't know whether that's goal in another language or whether that's some bloke who scored, quite frankly. But anyway, that's goal. And do check them out. What one of those? What's the MySpace post then?
MySpace.com/RadioVoodoo.
It is. And how are you spelling voodoo?
V-U-D-U.
Very good. Tony 3, poorly being internet nil. It's going to be a whitewash, man, I'm telling you now. Yes. Tony 3, poorly being internet nil. Now, I've been trying to find out a bit about this GoDaddy malarkey. Have you sussed anything out?
Oh, I know a few things. You'd like to know something?
No.
No? Okay.
Ah, that fools, isn't it?
I'm going to tell you anyway, because it's that good. I'm going to force you to listen.
I'm lusting to hear about.
Okay.
Well, GoDaddy.
Well, basically, right, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start. You should do. And you can start by registering your own domain name. Or if you have one already registered, that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site.
Wicked.
Yeah. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
Are they real builders?
They are real builders who live in a computer.
Are they tiny builders?
Tiny.
Do they talk like this? Tiny builders, can we fix it? Tiny builders, yes we can.
In my head they do. Yep. Yes. Yes they do.
But get away from me, tiny builder. Get back in the computer. Sorry, mate. On a lunch break.
Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site. Where you can.
So,
yes.
Maybe you do, but wouldn't it be funny if a little website builder came out when you had like your girlfriend round and went, "Oi, show us your tits." Oh. Sorry, I'm finished.
Okay. Where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content.
I'll do that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store.
Maybe you do.
Well, good, I can help there too.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Yeah. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an inch standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
That's a sell.
Oh, of course.
And that'll protect your customers' details.
They need protection.
They do. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments.
That's very important. And if your website builder comes out of the thing and he bends over, you can stick it between his bum and call it Craxess.
But finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code Punky1, that's
Punky1. Shut up, builder.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code Punky2. That's
Punky2. Shut up, builder.
And that'll give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby. I'm going to punch you.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Yeah. That was beautifully done, Tone.
Thank you.
Beautifully done.
Yeah.
Here's something else that's beautiful. Oh, by the way, that was Cop Show you're listening to in the background there. Have you heard from Marv and his lovely teeth?
No. Not really.
Well, that's that conversation now.
Yeah.
Here's a Tokyo Rockers Club Band.
Yeah! Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.
That's Tokyo Rockers Club Band and Saturday Jet Killers. Guess where they've come from, Tony?
Japan Files?
JapanFiles.com. You're absolutely right. What I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Tokyo Rockers Club Band.
Yeah, it is. It's Tony Four, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. It's going to be a whitewash this week. While I'm here, I got an email from Calusa.
Okay.
And we got their MySpace page wrong.
Okay.
It isn't Calusa. It's Calusa Rocks.
Ah.
So I am sorry about that, and that means that I get the extra point for that week, so I probably won.
Probably.
This is Mustang Lightning you're listening to now. Now, Tony, have you done anything over the last week?
Lots of renovations and getting shafted by carpet companies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, happy week.
quite an angry week, but it all managed to sort itself out. I went to a different carpet company. But basically, I got a quote for carpet that was £380, and they said, "Oh yeah, we'll come to measure," and then they measured, and because of 10 centimeters, they added another £207 to the price of the carpet.
You them too?
Fuck off.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, we of course know the voice of Mansfield Carpets, don't we?
Yeah, we do. It wasn't them though. It was Astra.
Of course not. No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying we know the voice of Mansfield Carpets.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Hey, you want carpet?
How are project?
Are they still I don't
going?
Know. I haven't heard from it in a long time. Thought to find out, I suppose.
Yeah.
Seeing as we've enjoyed playing their stuff on our show.
Oh, yeah. How was your week?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah. Really busy.
Good.
Last Tuesday, I went to the annual comedians party at the Comedy Cafe.
Okay.
And I got down there. And the last time I went was 11 years ago, and there were 50 comedians there, and I knew everyone there. This year, there were 300 comedians there, and I knew about 10 of them.
Right.
The circuit's expanded. All these new acts showing off the CVs, and now they've done this, they've done that. They hadn't really done anything great. They're just showing off and networking. And I didn't want a networking party. I wanted to go down and get lashed. So I hung about with the people I knew and people I hadn't seen for a long time, most interesting of which was Dave Gorman. You know Dave Gorman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave Gorman was there, and I haven't seen him for years, and I used to work with him a bit, and had a very nice chat, actually, and he said he was up for coming to do my clubs.
Very nice.
So I might be getting Dave Gorman on at my clubs, which would be very nice. My dad's a fan of Dave Gorman.
We like
those
that.
Those of you, I suppose, I don't know, he's not known in America, is he? I suppose not.
Not really, I don't think so.
But most people in the UK will have heard of the show, Hello, I'm Dave Gorman. And the Google Whack Adventure.
Yeah, the Google Whack's always on telly.
It's really good as well. I watched that for the first time. In fact, that's what we're on about. We were just having a chat, and I went, Dave, can I just say, I watched the Google Whack Adventure, and I suppose when you're a relatively well-known comic, you get used to other comics saying, yeah, what a load of shit. And I went, did you know what? It's really, really good.
Yeah.
And I threw him off. Oh, excuse me, cough button. no cough button. He was like, not completely taken aback, but he's like, oh, thanks very much, that's really kind of mate, I really enjoyed it. Bit of late night viewing I accidentally caught, and what a brilliant show, brilliant premise, brilliant idea, well executed, good lad.
And,
and it worked. In the next sentence he said, you've got some clubs, haven't you? I really ought to come and do them. Yeah, I'm an evil genius. Had a great time there, managed to get the last train home by the skin of my teeth with a comic called Jeff Norcott. Other comics I spoke to last night, there are a few photos on my Facebook page, actually, if you can be bothered to look, of me with Ninja Benjamin, Jim Jefferies, who was very excited to tell me all about his brilliant life, And there was a girl with him that I don't know whether she's a girlfriend or not, but she's called Charlotte, and she's very nice. And she's a magician's assistant, and was quite happy to say to me she could fit into very small spaces.
Nice.
Yeah, which is always useful. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if you're going to get a girlfriend, you might as well get one you can take on the plane as hand luggage.
That's true.
Makes sense. Got back in the early hours of the morning, very, very drunk. The next morning, I had to get the train to South Wales because I was doing a gig in Pontydawa. And lovely gig. Although I did get on. Oh, now this is gonna coincide with Poetry Corner, which I was going to do in the next bit, but I'm going to do it in this bit. I just need to get my my green book out. This week's Poetry Corner is by me. We haven't had a poem in Poetry Corner in a bit. Please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner with your poem, and I'll read it out. It doesn't have to be about punk. It can be about absolutely anything at all. And basically, I was so upset by a bloke who got on the train at Newport. By the way, it's now Man United 3, Derby 0.
Nice.
Come on, you Reds. I just don't want it to end up 5-0, because then I wish I'd had that bet. A bloke got on at Newport, who his BO was the worst BO I've ever encountered. The worst BO I've ever had the misfortune to take in my nostrils. And he was one seat in front of me. The train was obviously going forwards. I was effectively downwind. Right? It was fucking horrendous. I was forced to text the mystery assistant to tell her about him, right? But I did end up getting so angry with him that I wrote a poem, because that's how I get even. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
The pen is mightier than the sword. The pen isn't mightier than right guard, though. He could have done with a bit of that. So anyway, this is my poem called Body Odor Train Man. Body Odor Train Man, why do you stink? Are you fucking Rain Man when it comes to the sink? Are you nasally challenged? Weren't you loved by your mum? Has no one else told you that you fucking hum? You smell like a dead rat. You smell like a hog. You smell like ripe camembert left under a dog. I hope when you get home, your folks hose you down with Terps and Carbolic, you soap-dodging wanker. That's my poem. That's Poetry Corner.
It's very nice. Which you wrote in pen and ink.
What, sorry?
Which you wrote in pen and ink.
Hey, nice hey. One. Tone.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You're something of a bard yourself on the quiet, aren't you? We haven't had a poem from you yet. Here's a challenge for you, Tone, for next week. I want a poem.
Okay.
All right?
I'll have a think, yeah.
I bet you could write. I mean, I know what you'll do. You'll write out the lyrics to one of your suicide songs.
One of my Kit and Blood songs, yeah.
Kit and Blood songs. How's the band going, by the way?
Yeah, seems fine. We're, got six songs recorded and practicing for gigs, but nothing going on at the minute. So it's
like
a song New Year's
song.
Yeah, there's
next week we'll have a Tony special, right? We'll have your song, the song of your choice.
Okay.
From Right and Pink, and a poem. Deal?
Okay, deal. Yeah. Cool.
Brilliant. So anyway, excuse me. I've only got to the gig in Pontydawa. I was picked up in Neath by this bloke. It's all right, we'd arranged it. And then I got to the gig, and the first thing I did was book into the hotel, which is across the road from the gig, and is a pub with rooms called the Pink Geranium. And would you like an interesting fact about the Pink Geranium, Tony?
I would.
It's the only pub in the world with pink in its name that isn't a gay bar.
Nice.
They're proud of that fact. They tell everyone who comes in. It's almost like they want to tell you it's not a gay bar. But, yeah, the Pink Geranium in Pontydawa, as far as anyone knows, is the only pub with pink in its title that isn't a gay pub. So, if any of you know different, feel free to email and I'll accuse you of being a bender. Right. So, I did the gig there. Absolutely brilliant gig. Fabulous. Stayed overnight. I was on with comics called Jason Cook and Sully O'Sullivan. And Sully O'Sullivan is from New Zealand and has a car. I don't. He gave me a lift to Narberth the next day. I got to Narberth. In the there's a cafe next door to the Queen's Hall where the gig was. And he went to charge up his phone. And I'm like, what a brilliant idea. I should charge up my phone as well. And that's when I realised some people may have left their heart in San Francisco, Tony. I left my mobile phone charger in Pontydawa.
Oh dear.
I couldn't charge up my phone. Now I thought, that's all right. Narberth's a town, about to be a phone shop, go and get another one. No sir, There ain't no mobile phone shop in Narberth. There aren't many shops in Narberth, actually. There aren't many things in Narberth. There is the Queen's Hall. Again, not a gay bar.
Right.
There is the Queen's Hall, which is a big venue. Did the gig that night, and halfway through the gig, I said, listen, you do realise I need somewhere to stay tonight. They very kindly booked me into the pub stroke hotel guest house, if you will, next door, called the Angel Inn. Did the gig in Narberth, where someone shouted out, Alaf, Dim Doniol. And a few of his Welsh mates laughed, and the rest of them thought he was a bit rude, because I was being quite funny at the time. Anyway, I did say that I wanted to learn a new phrase in Welsh, so there it was. Almost as good as the Welsh for supermarket, Tony, which is, of course,
can't remember,
Arknakfat.
Really?
The scariest word for supermarket in the world. How any of them have the guts to go in and buy bread is beyond me. Anyway, stay there overnight, and the barman was one of these really cool old Welsh geezers that you know has played a lot of rugby and worked down a mine at some point in his life. Really stereotypical Welsh. And he'd got a really deep, gravelly Welsh voice. And I was drinking Buckley's real ale. And every time he gave me the pint of Buckley's real ale, he went, £2.40. I was absolutely loving it. I went, how much is that? £2.40. Every time he said it, I made him say it loads of times. I said, I'm sorry, £2.40. So anyway, I spent, can't work it out. What was 8 times £2.40? But anyway,
18 had lots quid? Of it. No, 19 quid, isn't it?
Well, I need an exact figure. It's £19.20.
Is it? Oh, damn it.
Done ya.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
That's what they call him. They call him Autist Boy. He'll cost £6,000 a week to look after, but nobody fucking cares. Shoot him in the head. Do him a favour. Do us all a favour as well. You never know. We could do the same thing with the bloke on the train who really smells. Right.
Nice.
So, did that. That's the song for nothing there. Makes no sense. Next morning, I wake up. I think, right, I've got a long day today. My phone's dead. I've been offered a train at midday or a train at 2, and I thought they were connecting trains to get me to where I was going, which was Oxford. They weren't. I thought, I'll go an hour early. So I get to Narberth Railway Station, or as I call it, a shed.
Right.
Just before 1 o'clock, ready to get the presumably hourly train. Only to find, because I thought I'll get to Swansea an hour early, then I can go to the mobile phone shop. Alright, no mate, there's not a train at 1 o'clock. There is a train at 12 and a train at 2, and that's it. And it's a single track. There's that old joke that you've got a mind like a Welsh railway, one track and dirty. That was it, right?
Right.
So I have to sit in a shed for an hour till a train shows up with no one on it. Apparently no driver. I think it's one of those trains that shows up once every 100 years.
Nice.
And I got on this train anyway. And that kicks off to Swansea. Fair enough. It gets as far as Carmarthen and then decides to reverse the rest of the way for no apparent reason. Got to Swansea. No phone. I'm trying to get my internet on. I've got my laptop with me. No chance. It says, basically, the only time I could get on the net, each time it drew into a station, for the time it was in the station, I had the opportunity to nick someone's internet from the nearest house.
Right.
And I did nearly get on once, but then as soon as you're out of it, no chance. So that's all gone. And I haven't got a phone to check out my emails, and I knew I've got things to do. Get Swansea to Reading, particularly tedious trip. Get off in Reading, I have a 5-minute wait. I'm on a train to Oxford, so I'm doing Oxford Jongleurs. Get on the train to Oxford Jongleurs, where I have a seat reserved. And the seat I got reserved, not on purpose, but it was one of a 4 in a table seat, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Little girl sat there. In fact, the whole family are sat on this table, and the only seat reserved was mine. So there's mum, dad, teenage boy, little girl. Little girl sat in a reserved seat. This is obviously a test of me.
Right.
Mum and dad are obviously thinking, no one's going to be such a cunt as to get this little girl to move out of this seat. I get on this train. I've been there 5 or 6 minutes on this train. It's not going to be a long journey, but the principle is I've reserved that fucking seat. I want to sit in it, right?
Okay.
I stay very calm. The bloke's really trying to read his paper, not look up. The little girl's under repression to look cute and play a Game Boy, right? Mm. That's not going to watch for me. Left it a few minutes. Prodded this bloke. Went, excuse me, mate, is that your daughter? He went, yeah. I said, well, look, I've reserved that seat and she's in it. And he looked at me with staring, I'm a parent, how can you do anything bad for children, you childless fuck, eyes. And I said, listen, mate, I'm not going to ask you to move her, but you're in a non-reserved seat. I'll have your seat. She can sit in mine, I'll have yours. Sound like a deal? He had nowhere to go, Tone.
Nice.
He had nowhere to go. He had to vacate his seat, which involved waking up his wife so he could get out. Right, a few people on the train were on my side, brother. A few others were thinking, it's harsh but fair. A few others were thinking, what a wanker. Right, including this bloke, who was clearly trying to get sat down for the whole trip and was put that girl there on purpose. I think he was on the verge of telling her to get out of my fucking seat. He was that much of an arsehole.
Right.
Right. But he didn't. He gets out of the seat, I sit down, he spends the rest of the journey staring at me like I'm a cunt, and I just waved and smiled occasionally. Serves you right, fuck ass. I got to Oxford Jonglers, and I thought I was on in the first half. But I wasn't. I was comparing. This meant the train ticket I had booked, I would not be able to get. And in fact, I would not be able to get a train from Oxford to London, to get across London, to get a train back to mine. I was in danger, having had a very, very long day, when I'd been on four different trains, and had grief. No one's smelly on this occasion, but I had lost my phone charger. I thought, I can't bear to stay in Oxford for the night. The headline act is called John Maloney, really brilliant comic, who lives in Balham in South London, which is obviously the wrong way from the Homer's Lodge. He said he could give me a lift as far as Hammersmith. Fair enough. Brilliant. I've got chances. He gave me a lift to Hammersmith. I got there at 20 past midnight. The last tube from Hammersmith is at 12:30.
Okay.
I successfully got on it, thinking I can make the 106 from King's Cross back to the Homer's Lodge. The station's right outside my door. I know, you'd think we were all on carriages and horseback. It's not the case. Unfortunately, said last tube decided to terminate at Edgware Road, which meant I had to get off at Edgware Road and get a cab to King's Cross. I did make the 106.
Nice.
I was happy. I got home, there was a message from the mystery assistant saying, are you alive? To which I could, because I could then, I plugged my old phone in. The right. Industrial strength, drop it on the floor, working phone, right? Anyway, went and had a few drinks to relax. Saturday after Forest had won, the Mighty Forest did it again. I went back to Oxford, and so I'm sorry to take this so long, but, and this is the point, I do say to listeners of the show, if you want to come and see me at a gig, this is where I'm playing, come and see me.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what a lady called Ali did. She was part of a birthday party that were going to Oxford Jonglers, and she was there, she came up to me at half time, went, it's me. I went, yeah, I know, hello. And had my photo taken with her and that, and all, they're all happy and that. And it was a really good night, it's really, really good fun. So, worked out very well. Sunday,
excellent.
Yeah, Sunday I went to Eastbourne, but that's another story. I need to get on with the next song. I haven't played anything from Stomp Records in a while, largely because Mike McGee has stopped talking to me. But I was playing this the other night on the way to Oxford, actually, and the All Scunnadian Club 4 compilation. We've played a few songs off this before, but I don't think we've ever played this one. Do check them out. What I want to know that is the I'll do the MySpace page after, shall I?
Yeah,
I'll do the MySpace page after. This is the Wedgwoods and On the Junk.
It's finally here, a slower pace, the month of June. And not even Shirley, no, can get me out of bed before noon. I've got a plan to have no plan, I know that I can't cope. I'm living life in dirty socks and day-old horoscopes. I fall asleep in my shoes, fall asleep with the TV on. Fall asleep to the infomercials that only come on at the break of dawn. It's a go-nowhere vacation, it's a perfectly anchored trip. Your IQ falls below its norm and your hygiene starts to slip. I am plastered, I am wasted, I'm a good time Charlie. I am lazy with a capital L, yes I am Jeff Spicoli. The 7-Eleven to get me another Slurpee. I ain't never gonna work again, cause I'm on the jump. It's difficult to define and void of any plan, but I've acquired a stupid September is coming before right now. I'm OTJ. I am flustered. I am wasted. I'm a third time Charlie. I am lazy with a capital L. Yes, I am Jeff Spicoli. Heading down to the 7-Eleven to get me another Slurpee. I ain't never gonna work again, cause I'm on the junk.
That's the Wedgwoods and On the Drunk from the All Scandinavian Club 4 CD. I think Stomp Records might, or either Stomp Records or Union Labour Groove, I think might be in our MySpace top friends. If they're not, I'll put them back in. I'll also put the Wedgwoods in if they add as a friend. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Wedgwoods MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Wedgwoods.
It is. It's Tony Five, Paulie Beatings at Neil. Absolute whitewash. One man who wasn't averse to a bit of a whitewash, of course, was Tony Hart.
Yeah.
Who died this week. Some childhood heroes have been... They've been buying the farm, haven't they, recently?
Yeah, Postgate and Hart.
How did you feel about Tony Hart? Did you have an opinion on him?
As a fellow Tony H, I really like the guy. Used to watch him as a kid and I used to love Morph. And when I, in one of my first jobs... It worked at Serif in Nottingham, was like a desktop publishing company, and we ended up, my friend went to see Tony Hart because they paid him to kind of promote one of their products, and we got a day of his time to have his photo taken with the product and blah blah blah. That's about the only link I've got with him, but yeah.
Oh no, you've got more links than that, Tony, because you're right, he's a Tony H, you're a Tony H.
That's true.
And the jury's out on whether both of you are nice old men or a little bit funny with children. I like what they're going to do. I like the idea that they're going to scatter his ashes, then jump about in them, throw a bit of paint on them, roll about in them.
Nice. Nice old chap.
It's a shame when anyone dies. I thought his golden years were Vision On and the first year of Take Heart. And after that, I thought it got a bit twee. Because he was quite out there. Particularly Vision On was like the Monty Python for the under 10s, wasn't it? You know, it was pretty full on. And Take Heart, when Morph and Chaz at their height, good work.
Yeah.
You're not telling me Tony Hart wasn't instrumental in the creation of Nosey Bonk.
Who's Nosey
and
Bonk?
Actually, I think I might have met the bloke who was Nosey Bonk. I'm going to have to do a bit of research on myself there.
Okay.
I was going to do Poetry Corner in this bit, but I'm not now. It's now Man United 3, Derby County 1. Fuck you, Sheep Shaggers, don't score another one. Because I don't know whether away goals count.
Right.
I have a feeling if Derby did get another one, it would go into extra time. Although that would be a more painful way for them to go out, and they'd be more likely to get injured. So I don't mind that much.
True, good point.
I'm not sure about away goals in the Carling Cup. Finance, Man United. Come on, United. There can't be long left now. Fingers crossed for I don't say this often. Crossed for Manchester United. I normally only say that when they're playing foreign teams in the Champions League, but. We're playing Derby County. Kick them. Right. The only other thing that I want to say is what I'm doing this weekend, really. On on Saturday night, I will be doing a private do at a gig. Well, it's for the council in Dereham in Norfolk.
Okay.
But the gig finishes at 9:30. So should you be in the Dereham area and you fancy doing a bit of a pub crawl, the likelihood is... that after 9:30 you may bump into me in some random boozer I've never been. In fact, if you live in Dereham and you're listening, email paulieb at punkyradio.com telling me exactly where I should have a drink after 10 o'clock and I'll go there.
Nice.
I'll be with other people, but I'll go there. So there's a shout out for you. If you're in the, because we have got some listeners out there. If you're in the Dereham area, email paulieb at punkyradio.com, tighten your email, have I got a pub for you? And I'll go there this Saturday after 10 o'clock. All right, deal?
Nice, yeah, deal.
Deal. Sunday, of course, is the return of Dolly Remixture, the fabulous cabaret show at Remix Nightclub Hitchin. People I'm having issues with, but that's another story. It's this Sunday, and it features the Trailer Trash Orchestra, who are brilliant. They're kind of country. They do country versions of punk songs, rather like Convoy, that we played the other week.
Yeah.
Do a brilliant version of All Women Are Bad, which is on our the MySpace page for Dolly, myspace.com/Dolly Remixture. We have the Beautiful Dancing Ladies, Trixie Rose and Imagica. Stand-up comedy from Ryan McDonnell and a bloke whose name I can never remember, but it might be Dom Jolly. I can't remember. He's on the MySpace page and the Facebook page. Magic from a guy called Tim Shoesmith, who is an international magical star who's had his own run in Hollywood and Vegas. And he's going to do my gig. Come on. I'll be comparing Dying Inside of there. Roch will be DJing. Doors open 6 o'clock. Pre-show market. We're featuring a new stall which is offering potions of various descriptions.
Okay.
I know, yeah. We've got some witches coming.
Sounds odd. Okay. All right,
they said once love potion. I went, oh, that'll do. Is it number 9? excuse me. So, yeah, and Linctuses. I could do with the Linctus. Man U must have aggregate 3-2, so I'm just looking at the Man United derby updates. This has got to be good. Derby got a penalty in the 80th, so this has got to be as good as over, hasn't it? Come on. Advanced tickets are £8, available from Farley's Green Salon, possibly the coolest hairdressers on the planet, and Helen Rochford store, both in Hitchin. Or you can email me if you want to get down but you can't get in to get a ticket, and I'll make sure you get one for £8. myspace.com/Dolly Remixture. That's it, Tone. Time for the last song. Is that all right? Unless you got anything to add here?
That's fine. Yeah, go for it.
Last song, Goldblade.
Nice.
But not off their latest album, Mutiny, which is a classic. We've played a few off there recently, and I don't want to play too much off the album. I want you to buy it. Wanted to play Goldblade this week, though, because the other thing I'm doing in Bedford, myspace.com/comedySOS, which is a comedy club, then when it's finished turns into basically punky as a nightclub. We've had a lot of the Bedford punks finished it, so I thought I'd make sure I'd finish with a punk track. Start and finish with the punk track. Red Flag 77. Oh, the Jewel as well. We've done well this week. This is from Goldblade's Best Of, Strictly Hardcore, the Best of Goldblade. I don't think we've played this before, but to cover myself, I'm going to say this is from the vaults, but I don't think it is. What one knows, Tony, what is Goldblade's MySpace page?
myspace.com/Goldblade.
It is. It's a whitewash. Has this ever happened?
Maybe once or twice, possibly. I can't remember.
This puts the Barack Obama election in the shade.
Exactly.
This is the biggest thing to happen in world politics this week. Tony 6. Paulie B in the internet nil. This is where I like to be. And after all my time away, I'm glad to be back there. This is home turf.
Take a walk with Jesus. Put the devil in a hole. Hey. Land is a poison land, haunter, got no soul. Hey! Simple man, I like simple things. Give me that Jew and crusty crown. Hey! I'm in love with adrenaline, sweet, sweet rush of rock.
with Elvis, razor suited Gaza soul. This is your finest hour. Total knowledge is total power. Physical men are like physical things. Give me your sweat and crust and love. City that sinks on gloom and fear. Gonna have a box to put your stuff.
Was Goldblade and Home Turf, and it's a heartbreak for Derby County as Man U win 4-2. Man U went 4-1 up in the 89th minute. Derby County got a late consolation in the 90th, and shame it wasn't the other way round.
What a shame. It would have given
Derby real hope for 1 minute. I'd have loved that. Anyway, they're out. Let's hope some of them are injured, but not too badly, just until Saturday.
Derby bastards.
Make sure that you do check out our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, to see hopefully all the bands in our top friends this week. Check them out, buy their stuff. That's what the show's all about, after all. What else should you do, Tone?
Please do vote for us. Podcast Alley, always appreciate your votes. Go to punkyradio.com and there's a link at the top. Important vote, please hit that. Enter your email address and vote for us. I'll read out your comments. And I'm always desperate for twat. Please do email your twats. I think I might officially be out. I think that was my last one today. So,
yeah.
Tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Email me now, this week. Make it your thing to do this week.
Well done. Also, we haven't mentioned, once again, Hussey Skunk and Wicked Radio. We haven't mentioned iTunes. Did you just mention iTunes then?
No, Podcast Alley.
We haven't mentioned iTunes. Please do leave a review for us on the iTunes that represents your country. We're about to read out some more from the UK, but we need them from all over. Please do get in touch about that. It's a great way to move us up their charts. And if you move us up their charts, we get more listeners hear the bands, etc., etc. That's good news. Quite frankly, if there's only five of you listening, I'm happy. But as far as the bands go, we want as many as possible. So please do help us move up those charts. Yes. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you're going to be in Dereham over the weekend, make sure you email me saying you've got a good pub for me. I'll meet you there. Volume Mixer this Sunday. Next week I'll have news about all sorts of other things. Is that about it, Tom?
Yeah, that's about covers it. Yeah, there's only one new US iTunes review, so if you do are in the US and on iTunes, do review us and build those reviews up. Yeah.
Yes, do that. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up Poog! Up Poog! sheep, sheep, sheep shaggers. Meh.